Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Joining me now to discuss all this is my friend and frequent guest and upcoming SBC conference speaker, Mr. Charles A. Coulombe. Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And how are you?
Well, confused, befuddled, bedazzled, excited. The best of times, the worst of times. Yes, I've been following the news, too.
And how are things on the alt-left coast?
Well, pretty alt. We have a governor and legislature that wish to drive every penny of private money out of the state as quickly as they can. Which, you know, being in the poverty level myself, that doesn't bother me. But I just want to know who's going to pay for everything. Nevertheless, you know. I don't know. Honestly, things are so ridiculous here. I barely know where to begin. But I will say that the alt-left is pretty stupid. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Now, of course, I should say, because I don't think we've officially stated this so far, although intuitive listeners would have intuited it by now, but Charles lives in California.
As one does.
Charles is in California, so you're in the LA area. So when we talk about the left coast, we're talking about that. Can we begin, Charles, by talking about by coming up with a definition of the alt-right? I mean, if you had to define the thing, how would you define it?
Well, as you indicated in your actually very fine introduction, it's a pat on the head for you. It is very difficult to define because it's like anything else that's more in terms of what it isn't than what it is. It's just hard to define. The very name alt-right is short for alternative right. And so that by itself, well, alternative to what? Alternative to what we have considered the right in our day, in this country. The alternative to the Republican Party, the Bushes, the Reagans, the establishment conservative element. Certainly, it would include people from a lot of different perspectives. If I were to look at the different movements within them, I would say that there's a sort of neo-pagan element that often is quasi. Before I say anything else, let me say that if I use a word like racist or Nazi, I mean what I say. I mean, that is to say, so a racist to me, and I believe this is the proper meaning of the term, objectively speaking. Yes, Virginia, there are such things as objective definitions to words. A racist is someone who believes that one race is superior inherently by virtue of its own nature to all others. That's a racist. And in my experience, there are white racists, black racists, yellow racists. A good example of yellow racists would have been the Japanese leadership at the time of World War II. A good example of black racists are the Nation of Islam. Mm-hmm. Just we tend to forget that there are racists other than whites.
Yeah, and one of my favorite people on earth is a priest who is Afro-American, who comes from whose family originally came from Mississippi, and, you know, slave ancestry. He lives in Iowa now, or went to Iowa, grew up in Iowa, and now he lives in Wisconsin. But he told me that some of the worst races he knows are black. And this is a completely aracial black man. I mean, race literally does not matter to him in the least.
Well, it again, I hate to quote St. Paul, but, you know, in Christ there was neither Jew nor Greek, nor Jew nor Gentile, barbarian nor Greek, etc. For a little bit of misquoting there. But for the Catholic, while we do have certain basic loves like patriotism, etc., at the end of the day, everyone who is capable of being saved, that is to say, of getting the beatific vision and spending all eternity in happiness with our Lord and the saints and so on, any such person is deserving of some respect by virtue of the fact that he is capable of being saved.